Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Sunday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, and Bayou City Angler. All right, let's look at weather. I don't know whether you're getting it right now or not, but it's, it approached Trinity Bay here about 3:10, and it's raining pretty good, wind blowing, and pretty good storms. So it's trying to reach across Galveston right now, so we'll see how that goes, but it's a pretty good line of thunderstorms. So going duck hunting this morning, you got some weather. Definitely got that. Gonna have some wind to go with it. All right, right now down on the island in Galveston, it's 71 degrees today. They're calling for 100% chance of rain. I'm pretty sure we'll get that. It's going to be windy at times with heavy thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 72. North winds will be 20 to 30. At rain chance, 100% with higher wind gusts possible. And for tonight, windy early with showers coming likely after midnight. North-northeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. That rain chance tonight is 70%. Looks like more of it tomorrow. Rain with a high of 56. North-northeast winds 15 to 25. Chance of rain tomorrow is 90% on the island with rainfall. Totals reaching nearly an inch and a half, and I know we've got that already this morning. It's been getting it pretty good. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We have a low coming up at 6:22 a.m. It's an 0.4, then a high at 1:11 p.m. It's a 1.2, then a low at 6:13 p.m., an 0.9. And a high at 11:39 p.m., a 1.2. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset, 5:21 p.m. Our moon phase, 65%. Approaching the next full moon. All right, current conditions right now. Galveston Channel, it's showing a 70-degree water temperature. Air temperature is off the chart this morning. It's calm there before this front line hits. It's south-southeast at 2 to 7 at Eagle Point. It's 64-degree water with a north-northeast wind at 17 to 26. And at Morgan's Point, it's 66 degrees with 68-degree water with a north-northeast wind at 16 gusting to 22. So front's trying to get through here. And come your way if you're down on the island. It's coming. Yeah, hopefully it gets through and clears out before shooting time for the duck hunters this morning. We've all heard those bad stories about lightning and duck blind. It doesn't mix too good out there on the prairie or in the marsh. It's quite dangerous. All right. Well, let's get to Captain Kim Golden this morning, see what she's doing in Port O'Connor. Good morning, Kim. You hunkering down yet?
Good morning, Mickey.
What's
we
up?
We are. it just hit here, literally, while I was waiting here to visit with you. So I think it's made it here.
Well,
I think it's going to bring us some changes.
Yeah, it's going to. It's not going to get very warm tomorrow. It's going to be hard northeast winds and showing a high of about 55, 56 here, you know, on the coast, even cooler inland. So here's that change everybody wanted.
That's right. That's right. Be careful what you wish for, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
we're definitely going to sit this one out today. We'll let them have it today. But boy, I have a totally different report from last Sunday. We've just had a really great week of trout fishing here this week. It's just been phenomenal.
Well, that's good.
Really good. Very consistent. Quality, quantity. Just really good week of trout fishing. Redfish, that's another story. but the trout fishing was good. We have had seems like every now and then the reds just go MIA. I always wonder where they go.
Well, you know, y'all were having a fantastic fall on redfish, and Matagorda was kind of off a little bit, and now they're catching reds, and they, you know, next door to you over there, and they had a good week this week from everybody I talked to in Matagorda. They had a good fishing week also, so.
I noticed that, too. They were catching a lot of good reds. Maybe ours went down there to check it out, but I hope they'll come back.
Here today, gone tomorrow. That's redfish, man.
I know, right? You know, we pick one up here, maybe pick one up over there. Now, there's a whole lot of them here, about 19 and a quarter. Like, there's a lot. We have a whole lot in that size range.
Right.
But yeah, they'll show back up probably after this front. They'll sure enough show back up. You know, ahead of this front on the push, on the wind, our water went up, from Friday evening to Saturday, almost over a foot, marked on my dock. I have a little mark, you know, where I show it come up when it started pulling real hard. And our water was high yesterday. Every day this week, our trout fishing was fantastic. It got a little sketchy on Tuesday afternoon in the wind, but the one day I thought it was going to be really, really great was today. Yesterday, ahead of the front. Gone into the next day, but yesterday ahead of the front. And it just didn't develop for us. And that I just thought, they're going to go off ahead of this. It's just, you know, it's going to be one of those kind of days. And we caught some fish here, caught some fish there. We never really got into a bite like we did every other day this week. I thought that was so interesting. I don't know what it was.
You know, I've always, you know, man, I can't wait till, you know, the day before the front. But you know that.
Yes.
Out of all the fishing I've done over the years, usually the 2 days before the front's the best day, it seems. The bite's the best.
It's the best day. You may be right there.
Now, bass fishing's a little different. The bass really go off. They go crazy, you know, right before a front like this. But trout fishing, it's weird. It just seems like 2 days before the front's your best day. And then, you know, you had that high water to contend with, too. That may have scattered the fish out for you yesterday because, boy, those tides did pull up big time.
And I have no doubt that they were probably where they had been for us earlier. We just weren't quite able to get, you know, all the way to those places when it came up. But they didn't, you know, I'm sure they were still there, not eating or not where we could reach them, one of the two, mm-hmm. while waiting. So, but I think it was Thanksgiving Day. We were enjoying a really nice trout wade, and we looked down, and these little shrimp were just swimming up to us in the top of the water. Oh. They were all over the top of the water. You reach down. I think I have a video of one. I reached down, just picked one up. They looked frightened. So I think something was definitely putting some pressure on them.
Man.
They were all over the place.
Well, a lot of our shrimp are, well, the ones that have fallen out of the marsh, they're all pretty much deep. There's a few on the shorelines, but of them are deep. And a lot of our trout are deep, too. You know, I guess they're staying with that shrimp till they run out of it, and then they'll come to the shoreline and start hunting again.
We had a really unique and very unique to the structure for that day, little setup that we waited. We were looking for reds. And so my waiters decided they'd get up and wheel into Waden something a little softer and see, you know, see if we could connect with some. And it looked really good. The tide was just starting to come in. We had a pretty high coefficient and a quick, and it was coming up pretty quick. And we were fishing kind of on a little shallow drop off. And there was a huge grass bed area behind us. And as that tide rose and it pulled all that little shrimp and bait out of that grass and flushed it over the side, and those fish were waiting right where it was rolling off. And I walked up pretty high in shin deep water. I could see some reds and there were some gulls above. And I landed a cast to a red and got just my little John got smashed. And I set the hook. And here comes a 5-pound trout across the top of the water. I'm well below knee deep. She was right up there with those reds. And I can, in my eyes, I could see that bait fish coming out of that grass line down that little right. slope, right into their mouths. It was just a pretty setup. And then we walked a few feet further and we stuck another one, our Man. Sister. And so it was that was a cool setup. Like I'm not sure how you'd ever be able to predict that exact timing on that again. It was just perfect. Really cool deal. And
that's
we got some red
there. Looks kind of good to you. Throw your lure in there anyway. You never know when you're going to get bit.
You never know. You never know. I was not expecting the treat on the two nice trout there, but it was surely welcome. So those are my first better trout here for the fall. For me, some others have definitely caught them, but that for me. And so I was sure glad to see it. Where there's a few more.
Oh, yeah. I got some brothers and sisters.
That's right. That's right. And when this northwind blows all this water out of here,
start sticking, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 pound trout. Those are nice fish.
Yes. You know, oh my gosh, yes.
You know, everybody's wanting the 9 or the 10 pounder, but I mean, just quality fish. You start sticking 4s and 5s. That's good fishing. That's
boy, it is. It's better than good fishing. That's better than just good. You're right. We all get a little
better than
a little
pencils,
hung up
man.
And starry eyed, but
better than a ton of bites from pencils.
No kidding. And it's fun to catch the quantity in the warmer water in the summer, and when we have a lot of that here. And we still do get some nice ones here in the summer, but it's a little difficult to target them. Some are better than others at it. There's a lot of young waders here that are pretty consistent at it. So that's fantastic. But just a little tougher to target. So it's really nice that this north wind will blow some of this water out here and condense everything. It might be really, really good on the third day warm up.
Well, if we can get enough north wind with this, it looks like it's going to go northeast pretty quick behind it, so that's not going to drop the tides too much.
That won't do it. I was hoping it would stay north or northwest.
Northwest will do it. That's a flusher.
I was hoping so. We'll see. Maybe we'll lose a little. We take just a little, be all right.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, so what have you mostly been chunking? I heard you mention Little John got smacked, but... What colors?
That's just such a versatile lure.
It is. I mean,
really, I've had anglers catch them on every color all week. We did get a. They are making the XL in that really. I can't remember. I think it's MD30 in that really really dark purplish blue purple glitter. Anyway, I was blessed with a couple of packages on my doorstep from Mirror Lure, and I'd hoped all last year they'd make that in the big one. So we took it out and tested it on Thanksgiving Day, and I'm here to tell you, they'll eat it. don't second guess. That's a good one, and you'll recognize it. It's their only really dark bluish-purple one. I believe it's MD30 is the color, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that anyway, real deep purple with the blue glitter in it. That's my
favorite. That's the one.
It just,
and that dirty color just really... really did well. And then of course watermelon red glitter. I think if you told me I could only throw one, that'd be the one. Just a good little fish finder. Golden brim's good color. Of course I think we probably threw 5 or 6 different colors in at one time. Everybody down the line probably had it something different on. The DSL supermodels did fantastic. I believe we threw some root beer hopper in that dirty water. that twisted tea seems to be a good producer in our, right. our water here, that color. It's some of those kinds of things. We had a little trouble keeping the tails on the paddle tails. These perch, they're still big, and they are
pinfish are still very bad, effective. Huh?
Very effective. I think they might be better after this little front. But
yeah, and but piggies might head out a little bit after this one.
Maybe they will. And I think we have some really superior-sized lizard fish here right now, too.
They been are just seeing a lot of pictures of lizard fish. People going, what big. Kind of fish is this? It's a nasty lizard fish.
It's a nasty fish.
They are. So
they're big enough to do some damage to your lure.
Exactly. All right. Well, you have a good week. Hopefully we can get this weather through here. It looks like tomorrow's going to be a washout, too, than what they're showing on the forecast now. So this thing must be stalling or something. I don't know. With that northeast, I guess it's going to blow moisture back on us. So we'll hide and watch. We'll see how that works. It's only a forecast. So
we'll see. Maybe by the time I talk to you again, we will have found our reds, but or somebody might have here. So anyway.
They'll show up somewhere.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having me, as always.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate it, Kim. If somebody wants to get down and go fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
That would be great. My website, PortO'ConnorFishingTrip.com, has everything you need. And I'm on Facebook, of course, too. That would be great.
Everything you need. All you need is add water. Here we go.
And we have plenty of that right now.
Got you. All right, Kim, you have a good Sunday. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Mickey. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. See you now. All right. That's Captain Kim Golan down in Port O'Connor. Well, you know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. Go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. It's 4:19 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Freeport Way or where we can get hooked up with Jeff Naylor this morning. Captain Jeff Naylor, I just call him Nailum. Naylor, you nailing them or what?
Yeah, well, thinking about it, thinking real hard about it, you know. These daggum fronts, man, they're
nailing some shingles to the roof after this storm.
Yeah. I mean, it's moving fast too. It's gonna be gnarly, and we're right on the edge of it. We ain't quite got into it yet, so kind of. We'll know shortly what it's going to be like, probably right before we get off the phone, I'm sure. But right now it's kind of a little bit, it's a little drizzly, but not.
Yeah, it's got a little bend in it, you know, right there over your way. There's a little cell on Lake Jackson sticking out ahead of the line, but it's already on top of Galveston, so it's weird how it has that little bit of a bend in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure, no doubt. You know, they call us the Dow bubble. You know, we got Dow Chemical here, and it's incorporates probably 50 miles. Square miles, and you know, they for years growing up they call it the Dow bubble. You know, if it rains, it rain anywhere around here, but right
kind of like know, where I live miles. Umbrella Point, same kind of effect. Yeah. Man, isn't that weird?
Just strange. It really is. It is odd. You know, you ask any of the you know, the lab techs or any of the technical people in Dallas say, oh no, that's impossible. It doesn't work that way, you know. Well, I don't know, man. It must be a crazy omen because it happens almost every time. So I don't know. But yeah, at the moment it's actually fairly decent, you know. Lots of bait in the green lights this morning. So I mean there's definitely some fish coming up in the old river here. Probably in the next few months, it'll probably be fishing central in here. So just kind of waiting that out, really. You know, offshore is obviously terrible, and we're not seeing a couple weeks away. Kind of looks like maybe a window, and then it just closes up. So we're just kind of in that pattern right now. You know, this time last year we were doing a late season snapper season given to us by NOAA, but this year they've opted out of doing that. So
yeah, they got stingy on them.
Yeah, you know, the government shutdown probably didn't help. You know, all that good stuff. But I mean, I think right now we are aiming to try to get out one more time. Again, we really need one more blue marlin. They're still there. We know they're there, but we would really like to get out one more time before December, the end of December. But we'll see. After that, we're going to be kind of aiming at Wahoo for a short period of time. And you know what? They're already catching them. They're in Louisiana and in Fouchon and down south. So that season may come up pretty quick, and that's not super uncommon. You know, you'll get a good run of Wahoo sometimes. You know, mid December or so, and you know, here at the Flower Gardens or in this general area. So that season might come up on us a little faster than we generally see it, but, you know, heck, we're probably ready for that too. Anything. Just get me out there. That's all I want, man.
Yeah. This time of year, man. Weather.
That's it, man. We did, we went on that hunt last week, that pheasant hunt over in Blessing. And
oh, yeah. How'd that go, man?
Man, super, super awesome. I guess maybe I've never done a tower hunt in that way, you know, so they put you different stations around the tower in the middle, and they release the birds, and then, of course, they fly out, you shoot them, and then whatever you don't shoot, you go out and hunt and in the field and stuff, and then they also have another one that they go out and release, you know, 100 birds in a particular field, and you take the pointers out, and you know, with you a guide and 400 or something like that, and you go and chase them down, which is a pretty neat hunt as well. So it was a great time. I mean, it really was great like corporate event. You know, if you had to get a bunch of people all together at once, I mean, that was a pretty neat deal. You get all, you know, within yellow distance of each other and stuff like that. So it went pretty good. Got plenty of pheasants take home. And overall, it was a really professional place. They fed you, you know, had some breakfast snacks and then did lunch at the end of it. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sounds like. Oh,
I sent you some pictures of Casey, some bucks they killed the last couple weeks.
I saw that. One man, he was nice and wide with a drop tine, pretty buck.
Yeah, pretty buck, real pretty
buck. Big mature deer.
Definitely old enough. Yeah, for sure. They, they haven't killed any real big ones. He said they've seen a few. They just haven't had the opportunity at one yet. But you know that one. There's another one that has a drop tine. It's laying on the ground. It almost looks like the velvet didn't quite come off of it. You know, it still looks like it has some dried velvet on it. Possibly, I don't know if that was, you know, that or just the dirt when he fell, but it's apparently that little drop tine in the genetics down there. So, and a lot of them that he has down there, there's a several of them anyways have drop tines, mostly right on that left side. But yeah, he screws along.
I'm zooming in on these photos and looking at them.
I can't recall ever seeing, you know, that before. Well, excuse me, I take that back. I have seen that where the velvet doesn't quite mature enough to fall off or something. And it's generally, it seems like the horn kind of degrades a little bit. Maybe doesn't form
completely.
Yeah,
it's probably some
kind
of underdevelopment. But, you know, you see them late in the year sometimes where the velvet, some of them are, you know, it's still hanging and it just hadn't rubbed it off yet.
Right.
A lot of times they'll start rubbing that off and getting it off of them. I'm sure it bothers them hanging down and flopping around while they're running and stuff, but I don't know. It's kind of like the rut, you know. Some does come in early and others come in way late. Same way with horn development. Some, you know, develop quicker and shed their velvet quicker than others. Some will still be kind of bloody looking by, you know, the time season opens. It's weird.
Sure. Yeah, that's odd. And how's Blaine doing? I mean, he says he has lots of deer down there. They're all about the same, about like what I'm showing you there. You know, there's a few bigger ones in the, you know, here and there, but the rut really quite, I don't think it's coming.
Now, where's Casey at? Around Carrizo Springs or somewhere?
Yeah, Carrizo, yeah.
Yeah, he has a late rut, too.
Yep.
I don't think it's as late as Blaine's, but it's later.
Yeah. How's Blaine making out? He's got a few.
Oh, they're busy. They're covered up, man. It's quail hunting's just through the roof. They jump in 25, 30 coveys a day. And I saw two really good deer that some people we knew. We sent down there, and the two guys both shot big 10-pointers on their last day. It was hot. Man, it was 95 degrees and wasn't looking good. Foggy the one morning, and the morning they shot those two big deer was in the fog. They came close enough they could see them and shot them. Pretty good.
Wow.
He's got a pretty good perspective of what's going on down there, and this deer looked real good this year. Just like last year. He had a great year last year.
Yeah. Now, when you go down to Blaine's, you can, does he pick whether you do quail hunting and then, you know, deer hunting, or you kind of just tell him
a lot of the customers that book, they'll either book quail hunts or deer hunts or either, you know, they may do a combination. You know, on a 3.5-day package. But
gotcha.
You know, when the second season of dove season will open up, and a lot of guys go down and they'll hunt deer in the morning when it's nice and cool, and they'll hunt dove in the afternoons when it's warm.
Gotcha.
Some pretty good afternoon dove hunts.
Yeah.
And then you got your hardcore guys that are looking for a big deer, and they'll hunt both times, morning and evening, for deer and let the dove hunters bang away. But he's got so much property, he can put the dove hunters and quail hunters way away from the deer hunters where they're not bothering a deer or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me knock his brake out, and I'll come back, and we'll continue on, my friend.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Jeff. Well, you know, folks, if you're looking for a great place to have all your wild game processing needs done, nothing beats the Belleville Meat Market. They have a fine meat market, a fine processing facility. They're right next door to one another, right in downtown Belleville. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And their turkeys this year, they sold out really early for Thanksgiving, and they turned out to be a big hit. Got a lot of compliments on that, emails from people saying how good they really were. That's just like anything you get from the Belleville Meat Market. It's really good. Their processing facility, try out their, you know, venison tamales or venison hot dogs, all their different sausage products, whether you want summer sausage, Italian sausage, or just the good traditional pecan smoked sausage from the Belleville Meat Market. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, Naylor, we're back, buddy.
Back in action. Back in action.
Does Casey feed his deer protein? Does he have protein feeders and all that to go with his corn and everything else?
Yeah, he does. He feeds protein along with corn, and he does alfalfa as well throughout the, you know, especially now and stuff. But he does all that stuff throughout the year. He was taking on a few hunters that was select folks that he's been doing right. for years, just kind of pay for the feed bill. But the last couple of years, he's pretty much just exclusively just friends and family, basically.
Yeah.
So, when you go down there, they're very... They're very untouched. He's got a 150,000 acre ranch that borders one side of his ranch, and they don't hunt very much. And then you got the other borders, Zachary Construction Ranch, and they do some hunting, which actually kind of pushes them onto his property. So, yeah, it's always lots to see and lots to do over there. You know, just. I haven't made it down this year. We were supposed to go next weekend, but we're going to end up probably going down there latter part of January. So, yeah. Yeah, but, uh, Yeah, I mean, he says the same thing. Lots of deer, you know, lots of quail, and I don't think his ranch is not quite big enough to hunt quail and hunt deer at the same time, you know. But he does have a very it's an odd spread though. He has his property isn't like one big chunk. It kind of goes, it's fairly wide, but it kind of goes in a very long L. So
right,
yeah. But his reports are always great the last few weeks, and said it dried up right before the season started, so that didn't help, I think. But yeah, I mean, whenever you get ready, you let us know. We'll get you down there. Wouldn't take much, I promise.
No.
So, you just got to find a date. You headed down to Blaine's same time.
Well, I'm
this year.
Yeah, I'm weighing my odds on everything, trying to work it into whatever schedule I got left for the year. It's hard to get away. So much going on.
I know that's right.
That's even cut into my fishing and everything this fall, man. A lot going on, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and without the, you know, as far as offshore fishing goes, it's been a really tough fall so far. We did get we got a really good run. I tell you that. I was looking back at all the dates this last year, and we got a pretty good run in through October, even the first part of November. There was a few spot, you know, weekends that we went fishing, so it wasn't terrible, you know. You know, looking back at 2025, though, June was completely terrible, which was the same exact thing that happened the year before. I think we ended up, we've averaged two trips each June. So we probably could have went one more this last June. We did go on vacation during one good spell, but, you know, it's the weather, man, has just been real funky weird the last few years. I mean, it's just been tough. And I don't see it getting any better. You know, there's some talk that maybe that the snapper season may start earlier going forward. And I'm not sure if that's the right way to go. You know, May season still is not a great weather, you know, month either, actually. You know, when we get that early AJ season, which generally is the month of May, you know, it's pretty rare you get to go out, too much. You know, I think in probably 2009 or 10, we had one May season that we had, we probably got to go out about 10 times, but, that was very rare. So, and I don't really, you know, again, the talk again is that they're possibly going to start the season earlier going forward, snapper season. Mm. Now, you know, that's all based on when they spawn, different parts, you know, what they're doing at that time. And I'm not sure that making that season any earlier is going to help, you know, as far as, you know, giving all the fishermen the ability to catch enough fish to fulfill the quota each year. But, you know, who knows? It's kind of one of I think one of the problems is, you know, you get into the, you know, the big snapper come in during the fall to spawn, you know, and so you start getting into that November, you know, they're already starting to come in, and you don't want fishermen to go out and catch them when they're spawning, you know, so you're trying to keep away from that. But you know, so going later in the season may not be the ticket either, I guess. But I don't know, man. You know, the fishing regulations are gonna they are for sure, in my opinion, gonna start getting tougher and tougher. You know, that's just the way
we never see them back off on those, and we've always talked about that. Once they cut a limit on something, they very seldom ever give it back.
Sure, absolutely. And it goes in reverse, too. I mean, we always talk about kingfish, you know. The Texas Parks and Wildlife, you know, bag limit is still three per person on kingfish.
Somebody doesn't like kingfish.
Yeah,
hell with them.
And they just have it, you know.
Fish over here that everybody wants, you know.
I know. It's like, you know, we don't go the reverse either. So we give too many out, and then we don't want to take them back. So
kingfish are fun to catch on light tackle, man.
Yes, they are. They are. They're
throwing
rugged.
Plugs at them. I mean, hey, you know, just throwing a plain old ice fish out there and just let's get another smoker.
Man, you bet. You bet.
A lot of fun.
You know, this time of the year, you know, historically speaking, is really great for yellowfin tuna. And you know, those yellowfin, you get them out there in the early winter, like, you know, right now, December, right, or something like that. They're not.
Well, you know, Jeffco told me yesterday morning one of his buddies got a couple over 200 the other day out of Venice.
Oh, my God, they're smoking giants.
Get out there.
Oh, it's
crazy. Over 200, that's strong. Man, that's
unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you know, we will probably see a handful of those, and that's it. You know, there was a time, like in the early, probably mid 2010-ish, that it was pretty common. You know, this December season, you'd go out there and at least catch one over 100. I mean, and right, it was pretty common. I have not seen that in years, And you might, you know, out of all the boats that go out there, you may have one or two. Of course, there's a lot more boats out there than there was in 2010, but right, you know, any given Saturday. But it, you know, for the most part, I don't see too many coming out. You know, the big ones.
Yeah.
You know, you get a run here and there. You know, some of the big party boats, they'll get one, maybe two, and that's it. You know, but yeah, I mean, you know, and it seems like they just stop right there at that Venice line. I mean, you know, it's just incredible. You know, 200 pounders. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
That's insane.
They catch some toads over there. They really do. I don't.
How Jeffco doing?
It's got to have something to do with, you know, the Mississippi Delta. You know, the river, all the bait.
Oh, sure.
And that's what they're catching them on out there offshore right now, is in big shad balls and big pogie balls.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you look at the, you know, I always talk about the altimetry and altimetry being such a
right,
you know, it is a formation that makes a big difference in fishing. Well, the altimetry coming out of the Mississippi Delta is fat, like tenfold what it would be anywhere else in the Gulf of Mexico. And I give you an example, like here off of Texas, it might be you may get to a negative 10 altimetry. Over there, super common to have a negative 30. Negative 40. And it's just right in those certain areas, right off the Mississippi Delta. Outside of that, to the right, nothing. To the left, nothing. But right there in that Mississippi Delta, they just have so many currents. The deep, you know, the valleys that are, you know, create the ocean bottom, I think.
Right.
The you know, the nutrients coming out of the Mississippi.
It gets deep quick when you go out of the river, man. It just starts dropping off super fast.
You bet. And I mean, it's I think it's just the recipe, you know, they have pretty much everything that those fish need to really produce, you know, and get big and really quickly.
Food in the right water, man. It's like anything else in life.
It's just crazy. And still, to me,
a lot of birds have plenty of food and water for them. Same way with any kind of wildlife, fish, the whole nine yards, humans too.
Absolutely.
It's the food drive. That's it, man.
I still to this day, it blows my mind that, you know, in Venice, you can go down there and catch 100 trout and have a whole boat full of trout and go out and do that every single day, you know, every day of the year, and almost not even deplete them whatsoever, you know.
The estuary there is just so huge. I mean, it's hard to deplete it.
It's crazy. Know?
They still have the environment and the habitat and way less pressure than over this way.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, when the city of Houston has as many people as the entire state of Louisiana, and that's why their charter business is such a big-time lucrative business over there, because people go there for the sportsman's paradise, as they call it.
Yeah. Yeah. And rightfully so. It's, I mean, and
very liberal limits. I mean, it just, but they just have the natural habitat that just, you can whittle on it. I mean, you can hurt it in some ways, but you're not going to deplete it. Not like you can over here.
Sure.
We have too much habitat loss.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know, and the offshore fishing used to be quite a bit different. You know, there wasn't a lot of boats that could make it that far on a regular basis. So that dramatically changed about 10 years ago. It doesn't that no longer exists. So, it puts a lot of pressure on the offshore too. I mean, you know, way deep stuff. You don't and maybe that's a testament of why you're not catching as many big tuna as you used to. Maybe there's just so much pressure, so many boats out there. I don't know. I mean,
visual on things, it's like offshore boats and pressure have increased as inshore has declined a little bit. You know, as far as boats and fishermen, anglers abound, yeah. You know.
Sure. Well, man, it's good for you guys.
The thing about the old Mother Guff is, I mean, you can't fish out there every day. I mean, you can, but you'd be a werewolf after that. I mean, it just, the conditions just won't let you do it.
I'm telling you.
At least in the bay, you can go every day. You can find a protected shoreline somewhere and at least catch a few fish, do something, make a day of it. But when you're going offshore, you're the teeth of it.
You're stuck. That's right. And there's no boat.
Mother Guff will put it on you, buddy.
That's right. You know, everybody tells you, you know, get a 47 Freeman. It doesn't matter.
Eight foot wave, my friend. Exactly right. It's going to be miserable either way.
That's right. You can't get a big.
It's a more comfortable miserable. You know.
Exactly. You know. We heard of it. You know, there was a good friend of ours went out to. He went out towards Magnolia, and it was a few. I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, and you know the cab boats are obviously better riding boats in a head sea. I mean, it's just bar none. That's the way it works. But, you know, they have this center of balance that is a little bit odd with them. So they, in this perfect kind of sea, it does, that nose will dip down and you will take, you know, waves over the bow in a particular sea. You know, it just doesn't like this one kind of sea. And man, he said that's all they had. And they almost swarmed that boat. They almost sank it, and it was out there in one of those cold fronts come through, or a little light front came through and started getting howling winds. Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, you get pros and cons of everything.
There's no such thing as a perfect boat, man.
That's it. It's just not. There's none.
I've been searching for it my entire life, and it's just not there.
It doesn't. Doesn't exist. There's some neat boats that are out there that I was actually kind of interested. I saw an X3, and I had nothing against any boat. I saw an X3 this last summer that was about half sank, and I'm thinking, man, that sucker's hard to sink. But it sure did. I mean, you're right. There is no perfect boat. I mean, things, they have flaws and every, you know, or
right.
particular instances where they don't do as well than other boats and this and that, but... you know, that's part of the game. That's the world we live in, you know, and it is what it is. You know, before I get off this, this morning, you know, as everybody knows, we went to Cape Verde, Southwest Africa,
right.
Cape Verde Islands, had a super great time. That season over there is between about May to August, the first part of August. And it very rarely do they have any openings. And actually, there was Marty Bates is one of the full-time captains over there. And he sent me a message this week saying that he had an opening August 2nd through the 7th over there. And, you know, I told him I'd announce it on the radio to see if anybody wants to go over there and try that out. I think that if you're a big-time offshore guy, and you want to do the ultimate, you know, fishing, that is the place to do it. That is, you know, where the Granders live, where the big, big, big Marlin live. And Marty Bates has an amazing spread over on Sal Vicente Island. And it's super, super nice. They treat you really, really well. And so if you're interested, look up Marty Bates on my Facebook or call me and I'll... I'll fix you up. But I figured I'd let you know. There's going to be a few of those. Apparently, Josh is who we went out with last year, and we just kind of got really unlucky. You know, we were like one of the only crews that didn't catch anything, but that was very rare. You know, the odds are very much in your favor that you can go out there and have a great time. We didn't catch one. That's okay. Yeah, they very rarely come up, and there'll probably be a few more. Josh said he may have one or two that comes up, but Marty Bates has one. So if you think you want one, holler at me.
Well, that's good. That's good info. Somebody would love to probably do a trip like that over there. Pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
You got the freaking time crazy. And money. Go for it.
That's it. Hey,
you only live once, man.
I'm telling you. And that is like a, man, that's, you're just looking at a 1,000-pound marlin. I'll tell you this.
Oh, my God.
They had some of the tails cut. You know, a lot of times a 1,000-pound marlin dies. So when they die, they just drag them in. They feed the locals. But they had a couple of the tails that were drying in there. And, man, as far as your arms could, oh, my God.
How wide is it from tip to tip on a grander, man, on those tails? That is nasty.
From the nose to the tail, they generally, lengthwise, are about 19 feet. So, if that gives you any kind of perspective, they're huge. They're massive, massive fish. Big old wide shoulders. You know, it's crazy.
Well, and so that's a once in a lifetime fish. Cameron and them caught was a 972 or 74 or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I just couldn't. It's like a dinosaur.
It is.
It's huge.
A massive, massive, massive fish. And, you know, it's just something you don't, I mean, you don't even get to read about those in the magazine. You don't get to see the perspective. It doesn't even count. You know, you have to see it in real life to know.
Crazy.
It's pretty very, crazy. Very crazy.
All right. Naylor, I've got to get on out of here, bud. Give them some info if somebody wants to reach you and maybe check in on that trip you're talking about or get something drummed up with you, man.
Yeah, yep. Give me a call anytime at 979-417-1013. Go to our website, scsladventure.com. And if you guys are still interested in getting any fuel from Casey this next summer or want to start an account, give me a call, and we'll have Casey on next week to talk all about it. So
that'll work. Yeah, get him in here. I'll be holding my breath on that one, kind of like Smith and Sons. All right, buddy. Hey, right, Naylor, thanks, always Mickey. Fun talking to you, man. You have a good Sunday.
I do the same, brother. Bye.
Go Texans. All right, man. Later. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.